poso mauni wiak napana chochen ane aswisiam amate tawiswan omatnimineo kihi anitskiwakian. Hello everyone, my name is Sarah Westcott. My Menominee name is Napana Chochen and I live on the land of the Menominee. More specifically, I live in Koshino, Wisconsin, which is on the Menominee Indian Reservation in northeastern Wisconsin. We are currently still occupying part of our ancestral homeland, which was about the state, almost the entire state of Wisconsin, and into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So the Fox Valley does lie within that area. We we do have connections to the land that you're currently standing on or sitting on, whatever you're doing. But what I'm here to talk about today is a little bit of what we are dealing with as Menominee people. And I'd like to just start out by saying that I am just one person from the Menominee Nation. There are about 8,000 members, half of which live on the reservation. So please take that into consideration. I'm just one person. There's so many more stories out there, so many more inputs, but this is just what I can offer you. This is what I have to say. I guess what I really want to bring attention to first and foremost is the Menominee River, because that is a big fight that we've been dealing with for the past couple years now. Aquila, a foreign company, a Canadian company, is trying to open an open pit sulfide mine along the Menominee River, which is the ancestral birthplace of the Menominee people, but it is also the boundary water between Michigan and Wisconsin. I just have to take a big sigh after that one because it's been a rough battle. They've been awarded several permits, and just recently in January, a judge denied the wetland permit, which Aquila is fighting. So we continue to fight. You know, this isn't over, but we will still, you know, remain here fighting. We have to. We have to for the next generation, for all those that came before us. You know, we talk about seven generations, you know, back seven generations forward. You know, it isn't just about us. And I think that's what's missing with a lot of what we do as people nowadays. You know, I'm not speaking about just Indigenous people. I just mean people in general. We're not thinking about that. We're not taking that into consideration, that this isn't just about us. What we do has an effect, just like what our ancestors did has an effect on us. So we need to be cognizant of that. We need to know that we are part of a bigger picture, and not even just within humans. Like, we have to remember that what we do affects the plants, it affects the animals. You know, water is such an important resource, and it's very rarely given that consideration. It's just so sad, because all over Indian country, all over Turtle Island, you know, United States and Canada, we are just fighting constantly for the protection of Mother Earth, for the protection of water, you know, for all of our relatives that are gone, you know, our ancestors, our ancestral remains, our cultural sites. You know, we're just constantly fighting, and we will continue to fight because we have to. We have to fight. And sadly, you know, we're largely ignored. We're a minority, but we're largely ignored. And I think that that was very apparent with the Dakota Access Pipeline. You know, that changed everything. The Dakota Access Pipeline changed everything. That was the longest nonviolent direct action in history, or action to date. And it was started by our youth, you know, the youth of Standing Rock. They ran to the nation's capital in DC. You know, they ran that to deliver their message. I followed that. That's kind of how I started following Standing Rock and everything that was going on with them, was I was amazed by that, you know. And historically, we've always had runners, you know. Our tribes have always had runners, people that carry those messages over distances like that. So these youth are using those, you know, those tactics to, just like their ancestors did. They're doing it to project their voice. And then, you know, I don't know if you, how much you are aware of it, but it was probably the most publicized of all of our fights so far. And that's just one fight. That's only one fight. You know, we're all fighting something. So locally, we're fighting the Back 40 mine up in Michigan, Wisconsin, along the waters there. But also the Wolf River is under attack from the same company. Aquila is the same company trying to do exploratory drilling there along the Wolf River. And they withdrew plans, but there's still an interest there. So, you know, we still got to keep our eye on that. But Badger Minerals decided to drop that plan, but they're not going anywhere. So we have to be mindful of that. You know, we can't ever let our guard down. As Indigenous people, we've just been fighting for so long. And I'm glad that, you know, we do have opportunities to speak with, you know, the general public, that we do have, you know, these types of conversations occurring, because this is what it's going to take. It's going to take all of us. This can't just be an Indigenous issue, and it's not. This requires everyone. And sadly, I don't know how much time we have left. You know, this, we see it all over the world. Climate change is impacting Mother Earth in ways that we can't even imagine. You know, it's sad. It really is. Just, a lot of times people are, you know, prone to think of it in terms of property damage, or, you know, these horrible storms that are devastating communities. But you think about all of our plant relatives and, you know, the water, our animal relatives, they're all displaced too. You know, and they make up a big part of our existence, even if we don't readily acknowledge that. That's part of, you know, the web of life, or the circle of life. We're all connected. We're all related. So, you know, we try to be cognizant of that in our efforts all the time. Like, what we're doing is not just for us. It's for everyone. It's for all of creation. And it really needs to be that way. It's just really sad. So, you know, currently too, we have Line 3 and Line 5 camps that are set up. I think the Line 5 camp is still set up, but there's a big fight in Minnesota right now against Line 3, Enbridge Line 3, that goes through tribal lands in the state of Minnesota, northern Minnesota, and it pumps, or the pipeline route goes from Alberta, Canada to Superior, Wisconsin, which is, you know, Anishinaabe territory all through there. And sadly, it's Indigenous communities that feel the brunt of all of this a lot of times. So it's not just an Indigenous issue, though, and I can't stress that enough. It's not just an Indigenous issue. We need your help, everyone's help. You know, there needs to be more awareness of this, and I think as allies, that's one of the main goals, is just to use your voice to help these efforts. You know, and a lot of that comes with understanding who you are and where you come from, knowing your story, so that you can help others. You know, I'm not trying to say everybody go and do ancestry.com or anything like that, but, you know, just do your own research, ask your own questions. A lot of times that's how knowledge is passed down, like, you know, through asking your elders, you know, ask your families where you come from, who your relation is, you know, understand that story as much as you can. And sadly, if, you know, your elders are gone, then do that work, find out where, make those connections, because that's what a lot of this comes down to, is connections, personal connections within yourself, but also, you know, the connection with the environment, the connection with the creator. You know, sit with the sunrise and watch it. Be in the moment. Because I think a lot of times that's what we're missing as people, is just being in the moment. We're so caught up with the hustle and bustle of everyday life, all of those distractions. You know, a lot of times we just forget to sit in those moments. You know, be in your own ceremony. Kindness, gratitude, appreciation. You know, there's all those elements that can be there. They're readily available to you in your own way. You know, meditation and prayer are great ways to accomplish that. You know, ceremony doesn't have to be so strict, I guess, if you want to call it that. You know, like, there aren't specific guidelines that say this is how the ceremony needs to be performed in order for it to be considered the ceremony. The ceremony is within all of us. And I think that, you know, as allies, we all need to understand that too, Indigenous people as well, that is within us. That isn't with each of us. You know, ceremonies help to activate that. So I think that we need to begin as a people to really heal, and that healing starts with us. And we really need to heal the environment, and that healing really does start with us. It's this human activity that is causing a lot of this destruction. I'm sorry if I didn't speak enough on the Back 40, or, you know, the current fight for the Wolf River. I do want to acknowledge the Prove It First Law, which was repealed back in 2017, I think, through the work of Tom Tiffany and then Governor Scott Walker, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. That we enjoyed the Prove It First Law for many years. You know, that came out of the Crandon Exxon mine fight, and they had to prove it that they could not, or that they could successfully mine and then be out of mining for 10 years afterwards, or 20 years afterwards. You know, there's a big period there, but it just can't be done. So I think that, you know, we need to start looking at legislation, because sadly, a lot of that's what this all comes down to, is fighting against the law, not law enforcement, but I'm saying, you know, the legislation, because we saw it with the last administration where they stripped so much through that. And that's really where that power lies, because they're going to follow what's on that paper. You know, we follow what's in our heart, but that paper, that written law, that's where we need help. And also funding, you know, helping to create with funding, because these fights are expensive. You know, it costs a lot to go up against big companies. So that's, you know, something that I hope that you think about, or that you're able to help. I don't know. I don't want to be here saying, you know, like, give us money or anything like that. I hope that that's not how that came off. But I just would like you to understand that there's so many components and so many other parts to this fight that we do, these fights that we are in, and that, you know, that would help. So, you know, fundraising efforts, that's always been something. And a lot of times with you know, this environmental activism, it's people doing it on their own time, out of their own pocket. You know, when we're fighting the Menominee River, or fighting for the Menominee River, that was us doing this on our own dime, you know, on our own time. Just concerned citizens that, you know, got together and wanted to make change. You know, and that's really, you know, what grassroots is about. But any help that we can get is definitely appreciated. I guess I just want to read a quote too that I've always enjoyed, and I really feel that's coming to fruition. And it's from Crazy Horse, who was Oglala Sioux, and it's an excerpt from The Last Vision. It says, "Upon suffering beyond suffering, the Red Nation shall rise again, and it shall be a blessing for a sick world. A world filled with broken promises, selfishness and separations. A world longing for light again. I see a time of seven generations." And I really do feel that that time is upon us. There's a lot of Indigenous people that say that, you know, these prophecies are coming into light now, because it's more crucial than ever that these fights win, that we continue to fight. We need your help. And that was prophesized too, that there would be this connection between Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people, and there would be a fork in the road, and we would need to know which way to go. So I pray that we go the right direction. I guess I just want to say about that much. Remember, I'm just one person, one Menominee person giving my perspective. I hope it was sufficient. I hope you took something away from it. And I hope that I didn't offend anybody. And if I did, I apologize, Swanamana. I am sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody. I am open to conversations if you guys would like to have more conversations, or if I can provide more information. I would definitely be open to that, or help out in any way that I can. Just please let me know. I believe the pastor has my contact information, so I hope to hear from you soon. And I hope that you are in solidarity with what we are trying to accomplish as people living on this world together. Waiwanan. In it.